Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
County commissioners hold budget meeting ahead of Joint Vision Dinner. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County Commissioners will begin today, January 29th, with a special budget meeting before joining Gillette City leaders and other local institutions for the annual Vision Dinner. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 p.m. at the County Courthouse to review historical budget trends and financial data. The discussion is part of the early planning process for the county's upcoming budget message and will focus on analyzing past spending patterns and long-term financial considerations. Later in the evening, the City of Gillette and Campbell County will come together for the 2026 Vision Dinner at 5:30 p.m. at the City West Building. The event brings together leaders from the City of Gillette, Campbell County, the Town of Wright, Campbell County Health, the Campbell County School District, and Gillette College. The Vision Dinner is designed as a collaborative planning session where local entities share updates on new and upcoming projects, long-term priorities, and opportunities for joint initiatives across the government, education, and healthcare. Officials say the annual meeting helps align planning efforts on major issues such as infrastructure, economic development, public services, and community growth in Campbell County. Both meetings are open to the public. No formal action is expected to be taken during the Vision Dinner. State launches investigation into special education practices in Sweetwater County schools. The Wyoming Department of Education is launching a system-wide investigation into special education services at Sweetwater County School District No. 1 following complaints and findings of possible noncompliance. State officials announced Wednesday they will conduct a special monitoring review of the Rock Springs-based school district from February 23rd through February 27th. The review is aimed at determining whether the district is meeting federal and state requirements for students with disabilities under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. State Superintendent Megan Degenfelder said the decision follows multiple formal and informal complaints, concerns raised by parents and staff, and media reports about issues within the district's special education program. The review comes amid heightened scrutiny of the district's special education program, including a recent incident involving a special education teacher and broader concerns raised by parents and staff. The state review will examine key areas, including parental involvement, implementation of individualized education plans, staff qualifications, student privacy, and whether students are being educated in the least restrictive environment. Investigators will interview administrators, school board members, and special education staff, and the state plans to hold listening sessions for parents and community members. In a statement, Sweetwater County School District No. 1 said it will cooperate with the state's review, but disagrees with the characterization of the situation. District leaders say they remain confident that they met their obligations and are committed to working collaboratively to support students and staff. The district serves schools in Rock Springs, Farson, and Wamsutter. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.